Suncor Energy announced last night that an agreement in principle was reached that will extend the life of the Terra Nova oil project. Although it is not yet a done deal, the intention is to move to a sanction decision in the fall. Charlene Johnson is the CEO of the Newfoundland and Labrador Oil and Gas Industry Association. She joins the VOCM Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, it's a pretty good morning.
So your overall reaction to the announcement?
First of all, it was immense relief. Thousands of employees either kept their job or will be called back. And, you know, we have about 110 NOIA member companies that have contracts with this particular project. So immense relief for all of those employees and companies. And then I quickly went to pure elation. This comes at a time when the economy really needs it. This is 10 more years of work. So really want to commend Suncor and the partners, the Premier, Minister Parsons, for staying committed to this project and to our industry and staying at the table to get to this agreement in principle.
What have you heard from your members?
Just a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz right now. Very happy to see this go through. Again, it comes at a time when it's really needed. And, you know, lots of talk about many better days ahead. In the news recently this week, Bay du Nord, about increasing volumes and two more wells next year. CNOOC is currently in the field exploring right now. There was recently a tentative announcement for the refinery, and there's exciting prospects on the horizon with BP, with the Cape Friels field that could have the potential for upwards of four FPSOs. BHP will be exploring in the next 2 years. That was the largest bid ever in our history of $621 million to explore our offshore. So hopefully drilling will resume at Hibernia soon, and next up, hopefully, West White Rose will get going. So it's a complete mood change overnight, and the focus right now is to get as much work done as possible on the refit here in Newfoundland and Labrador.
And you mentioned 10 more years of work. How so? What could it mean in terms of employment and opportunities?
Well, in the short term, just by having the work done in Newfoundland and Labrador that would have otherwise gone to Spain because of the money from the federal government fund, that could mean upwards of 1,700 jobs over a two-year period on the refit, over $138 million in annual wages. Then when it goes back into production, it's upwards of 3,400 jobs with annual wages of around $140 million. So, again, very much needed. And I do want to thank the federal government because it was because of that $320 million that they came with that became a key component in getting this deal done. So want to show our thanks to them. And if I could, I want to thank Dave Mercer, the president of Unifor 2121. He has advocated relentlessly for this project and for his members. And we saw so many mayors come out and other organizations like TradesNL, Board of Trade, and so many people from the public too. You know, it just speaks to how important this industry is in our province.
And how concerned were you that a deal would not be reached?
Oh, there were times that I wasn't quite sure that we were going to reach the top of Mount Everest, but, you know, we never gave up advocating about the importance of this industry and the importance of this project, but the importance of the industry overall. That is NOIA's primary role, is advocacy. So talking about the value of the industry, doing the economic impact study that we did, doing the public opinion of polls, continuing to talk to the Premier, the ministers. They were, you know, very accessible, very understanding, great conversations with the government and with the operators. So a good day overall.
We're speaking with Charlene Johnson, CEO of NOIA. And do you think or feel that the companies might have been holding out on this deal here to strike that better deal with government?
I wasn't at the table and not privy to all of the discussions, so just happy that everybody stayed at the table. And our only, our only advocacy in this was that they continue talking, because as long as companies and government are talking, there's always ways to address each other's concerns. That's what negotiation is all about. Companies and government and any partners involved in negotiation obviously go to the table in the first place because they want a positive outcome. So we're very happy that they continue talking and got there.
How optimistic are you that the industry can come out of the pandemic and thrive?
We're going to be better than we ever have. And I can't say we're ever going to forget the pandemic happened, because a lot of things have happened. And, you know, a lot of people, some people have lost their lives and other people have been severely impacted, our tourism industry and other businesses. But, you know, we're going to come out better than ever. And I can't wait to get out there and tell people all about it at events in person very soon.
And Equinor announced earlier this week their very high hopes for its Bay du Nord field, where it estimates have tripled to 1 billion barrels of oil. How encouraging is that?
Extremely. We're seeing increasing volumes. They are now going to drill 2 wells next year. They're talking about designing the FPSO for 200,000 barrels per day. The wells they're drilling next year have the potential to be even bigger than their most recent development in Brazil. So all of this is great news, as well as all the other things that are going on. CNOOC, as I said, is currently drilling, and the tentative deal on the refinery. So things are really turning around. And you know, we want to ensure most of the work happens here. So that's the other key component of NOIA's advocacy, is ensuring that the principles of the Atlantic Accord are upheld. And I guess next, everyone will turn their attention to West White Rose and hope that work gets going there as well. That's a tremendous asset to develop.
Is there any concern with Equinor's decision to pull up its 15% stake in Terra Nova?
You know, Equinor, again, not at the table, but they have been really focusing on key countries, key projects, and they identified Bay du Nord as one of the 15 key projects they will be focusing on in the world. So we're, you know, companies have varying reasons as to why they make the investments they do, why they get out of the ones that they do. We're just very happy that Bay du Nord is top on their list.
Charlene Johnson, CEO of the Newfoundland and Labrador Oil and Gas Industries Association, thank you for this.
Thank you very much for having me.